As U.S.-Israeli war with Iran intensifies, President Trump says it is very far ahead of schedule. President Trump told CBS News he believes the war is very complete, pretty much. He said he has no message for Iran's new supreme leader. He also said he is considering taking over the Strait of Hormuz, a key choke point for the global oil trade, which has been disrupted by the war. Speaking later Monday to reporters from his Miami area golf club, Mr. Trump said he expects the war to end very soon. He warned that Iran would get hit much, much harder if it blocks the oil supply. Benchmark oil prices briefly surged past $100 a barrel for the first time since 2022. On fears that the U.S.-Israeli war with Iran will drag on, barrels of Brent and U.S. crude remain more expensive than before the war started on the 28th of February. The U.S. military announced a seventh fatality from the war. Meanwhile, the death toll from Israel's blistering assault in Lebanon has neared 400, according to the country's health ministry. Thousands of Iranians poured into the streets to celebrate the selection of Mojtaba Khomeini as the country's new supreme leader, following the killing of his father, Ayatollah Ali Khomeini. One analyst told CBS News, the younger Khomeini has now stepped into the highest risk job. Pause. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned that Israel's military offensive against Iran is not done yet. He said the operation is degrading Iran's clerical leadership. Our aspiration is to bring the Iranian people to cast off the yoke of tyranny. Ultimately, it depends on them. But there is no doubt that with the actions taken so far, we are breaking their bones, and we are not done yet. Netanyahu declared during a visit to the National Health Command Center. Pause. Early Tuesday in Iraq, one of the pro-Iranian militias, the 40th Brigade of the Popular Mobilization Forces in Kirkuk, was hit with an airstrike. At least five militiamen were killed, and four others wounded. Officials spoke on condition of anonymity, as they were not authorized to talk to reporters. It was not immediately clear who was behind the strikes. Iran's foreign minister, Abbas Iraqchi, said Tuesday that his country was prepared to continue attacks for as long as necessary, and he ruled out talks with the United States. He said missile attacks would continue, and that talks were no longer on the agenda. Pause. Iran launched new attacks Tuesday at Gulf Arab countries, keeping up pressure on the region. Incoming missile sirens sounded early in the morning in Dubai and Bahrain. Saudi Arabia reported destroying two drones over its oil-rich eastern region. Kuwait's National Guard said it shot down six drones. Israeli strikes also hit southern and eastern Lebanon overnight, as Israel continues targeting Hezbollah, Iran's powerful proxy. In addition to firing missiles and drones at Israel and American bases, Iran is targeting energy infrastructure, which, combined with its grip on the Strait of Hormuz, has sent oil prices soaring. Pause. Oil prices finished Monday slightly below Friday's levels, after a wild trading day that saw prices near $120 per barrel before plunging by more than 25. Prices surged overnight on fears about the war and its impact on oil shipments. Commercial traffic has all but stopped in the narrow Strait of Hormuz, which carries roughly 20% of the world's oil. Several major Arab oil producers have cut production, with nowhere to send their oil. Later in the day, President Trump signaled the U.S. military could get involved to keep the strait open, predicting the war could end very soon. He warned Iran that it would face much harder strikes and pay an incalculable price if it stops oil shipments. He reiterated his pledge to offer political risk insurance to shippers and said the U.S. could escort tankers through the strait. The U.S. crude benchmark, West Texas Intermediate, peaked at more than $116 per barrel shortly after midnight Monday, then sank to just over $90 per barrel 24 hours later. Brent followed a similar trajectory. Pause. Vice President J.D. Vance attended a dignified transfer for Army Sergeant Benjamin N. Pennington, the seventh American service member killed in the U.S.-Iran conflict. Pennington, a 26-year-old from Kentucky, was injured during a March 1 attack on a base in Saudi Arabia, and died from his injuries a week later. Pause. President Trump issued a stark warning, if Iran blocks the Strait of Hormuz, it will be hit 20 times harder than it has been hit so far. He said, death, fire, and fury will rain upon them, though he hopes and prays it does not happen. Pause. Throughout the day, Mr. Trump repeated that the war is very far ahead of schedule. He said Iran has no navy, no communications, no functioning air force. Their missiles are scattered, their drones are being destroyed, even at their manufacturing sites. If you look, he said, they have nothing left. Nothing left in a military sense. He also said that some of the most important targets, including electricity production, have been deliberately left for later. They are easy to hit, and devastating, if they are hit. Pause. Secretary of State Marco Rubio declared that the U.S. is well on its way to eliminating Iran's missile threat. He said Iran has fewer missiles, fewer launches, their factories work less, and their navy is being eviscerated. The world, he said, will be a safer place when this mission is accomplished. Pause. Across the globe, oil prices spiked near $120 per barrel, before moderating slightly. Stock markets plunged, with major indexes in the US, Asia, and Europe all sharply down. Gas prices in the United States rose to $3.48 per gallon, up from about $3 a week ago. Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps vowed that the country is capable of continuing at least a six-month intense war at the current pace of operations. Meanwhile, Energy Secretary Chris Wright said the period of elevated energy prices will be temporary, emphasizing, this is not a long-term war. Pause. Around the region, Israeli strikes continued to pound southern Lebanon, with the death toll there near 400. Hezbollah rockets and missiles kept northern Israel under threat. Iran fired more missiles into central Israel, killing at least one person and wounding another. And Arab states, including Saudi Arabia and the UAE, reported intercepting drones and missiles aimed at vital oil infrastructure. Pause. International reactions poured in. French President Emmanuel Macron said that an attack on Cyprus is an attack on all of Europe. Turkey reported that a ballistic missile heading toward its territory was neutralized by NATO air defense. Russia's President Vladimir Putin congratulated Mojtaba Khomeini on becoming Iran's new supreme leader, pledging that Russia will remain a reliable partner. Pause. Back in the United States, the White House said President Trump had a strong game plan to stabilize energy markets, even before Operation Epic Fury began, and he continues to review all credible options to protect consumers and global oil supplies. Pause. This is the full account of the U.S.-Israeli war with Iran, as it entered its seventh week, with high stakes, high tensions, and the world watching.